Blog Talk Radio. It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long that they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Unfortunately, they just don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health again. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. How would you like to learn the secrets to not only slowing down the aging process, but actually reversing it? By applying the latest research, it's not only possible, it's actually very likely. You see, we all have something we very rarely talk about. It's a secret. It's actually called an ego. This is why we all want to look our best for as long as possible. It's also the reason that North Americans undergo almost 500,000 cosmetic surgical procedures and spend more than $35 billion on trying to lose the love handles each year. No one wants to look old, period. There's nothing sexy about getting more wrinkles. There's nothing sexy about needing to dye your hair due to the extra grays or embarking on your umpteenth diet, losing your vision, wondering where your sex drive went, asking someone to talk a little louder because you can't hear them anymore, or forgetting everything, well, everything but your real age. No, there is absolutely nothing sexy about getting older. But what about the way you used to feel? What about being able to pop out of bed each morning as opposed to getting out of bed and hearing a pop? What about those never-ending energy levels, the same ones that kept you going after an entire night of partying? Do you remember those? Try doing that when you're in your 30s or 40s, and you know what? Don't even think about it if you're in your 50s and beyond. Today's show is all about helping you turn back the clock. You heard me right. We're going to turn back the clock today because research now confirms that it doesn't matter how many candles we have on our birthday cakes anymore. What really matters is how are we aging on the most fundamental level of all, and that's the cell. And to discuss today's topic on turning back the clock is none other than one of the world's leading anti-aging, sports medicine, and rehabilitation physicians. Aside from authoring one of the best books, I personally think, on anti-aging therapies, which is called Age Right, he is also the author of Super T, the complete guide to creating an effective, safe, and natural testosterone enhancement program for both men and women. So without further ado, please welcome UCLA physician Dr. Carlos Ulis to Transforming Health. Dr. Ulis, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Listen, I thought we'd start off by explaining to the listeners, just in case there's people out there, you know, that haven't really read up on a lot of what's going on in the aging circles over the last 10 years, and there's probably a lot of them out there because it does get very complicated. But why don't we start off with the difference between chronological aging as opposed to biological aging?
Well, simply, chronological age is how long have we been on this earth, on this planet? In other words, what's your birth date and what's your driver's license say? So what's your age when you subtract it out from 210? That's your chronological age. Now, when we look at biological age, there are these biomarkers that people have been using, which I think are kind of old and antiquated. I think I mentioned those in my book, and I wrote the Age Right in 1999. But now, 10, 11 years down the road, we're talking about skin elasticity. How good is that? I mean, does your, you know, when you pinch back your hand and spring back, do you have enough collagen there, or is it just like, you know, flopping? That's sort of like a marker of your skin, you know, collagen system, which goes down with time. Well, how about your reaction time? How good is that? You know, when you're driving or doing whatever. What about your balance on one leg? Or what's your ability to just breathe deeply? Or how's your memory and cognition? Those are old biomarkers. But right now, as you said, there's so many advances in science that we're now looking at things like telomeres. And a telomere is a end of a chromosome. We're born with a certain amount of genetic material. And as we get older, this genetic material gets smaller and smaller. But if you, under the influence of environment and diet and omega-3 fish oils and other factors, there are people who are able to maintain the telomere length longer. Sicker people or people who are not really doing well with their, let's say, anti-aging program or their life program, will age faster through their telomeres. Now, this telomere test is commercially available in the United States. SpectraCell does it, and you can measure it once a year and see. If you all of a sudden show a really quick decrease in the lengths of your telomeres, well, something's wrong. That's the new biology of aging.
Dr. Ulis, let's just stay on this topic for a second because, you know, this is amazing that you brought this up, the telomeres. And, you know, there's an enzyme, obviously, that they've discovered, telomerase, that is able to elongate the ends of the chromosomes. And, you know, there's been a lot of research on telomeres with people who are under undue stress or chronic stress. Tell us a little bit about how that could possibly cause us to age a little quicker.
Well, you know, probably the mechanism is that stress is cortisol. Cortisol does, you know, it's good, you know, sometimes in an emergency, we need cortisol for raising blood sugar and whatever flight and fight phenomena. But then if stress and cortisol stays up, well, blood sugar goes up, muscles get torn down, your hippocampus, which is your memory center of your brain, gets destroyed by too much cortisol factors. So stress is obviously will also impact the ends of your chromosomes, which are kind of the, you know, your measure of your biological or vitality age.
So there is an actual way for people to actually measure how old we are. So what I said at the beginning about it really doesn't matter how many candles we have on our cakes. I mean, it really doesn't, does it?
That's right. I mean, it's not how many candles, it's how the candles are burning. I mean, it's kind of like an interesting thing. If you take a new car, and it doesn't have a lot of exhaust. You take an old, you know, 50, let's say a Chevy 50, it's got a lot of exhaust. So it's sort of like how well is your candle burning, or the rapidity of its burning, or how clean is your candle burning.
Right, right. And stress would be, would you say it would be a major accelerator of the burning of the candle, so to speak?
Well, yeah, you're exactly. The old saying, burning your candle at both ends.
Right. So perception is reality.
That's true.
Okay. So what can people do if we're talking about stress as being one of the primary factors in causing us to experience, let's call it premature aging, you know, aside from telling people to, you know, calm down a little and smell the roses, what would you recommend for people to reduce some of the stress that's causing that aging in the first place?
I would say, you know, the stress reduction is, I think everybody needs a stress reduction system in their lives. I mean, everybody's going to be a little bit different. For somebody, it might be doing yoga. Somebody else is going to be bicycle riding. I personally, for me, it's like when I go out in the ocean and surf, it's when I just focus. It's a meditation. Surfing is meditation. You're watching a wave. You're watching it break. You're trying to catch the wave. That, to me, when I'm done surfing, my day is better. So I feel better and I feel rejuvenated, and
right.
I'm sure it has a positive effect.
Right. And I mean, how many people out there overreact to absolutely everything and don't really think about the consequences, don't think about, you know, as you mentioned, the shortening of those little timers at the end of our chromosomes? I mean, obviously, if we're overreacting and we're getting mad at our spouses and we're worrying about bills we have to pay or perhaps, just everyday life, I mean, we're stuck in traffic, isn't that kind of prematurely aging us?
Well, yeah, I mean, talk about this, you know, we call it the road rage phenomenon and everything else. It's like basically people are standing still, but yet they're internally in total turmoil. I mean, inside there's this battle going on, which is wearing them out.
Right.
By the time they get home, of course they're going to be late, but they've also worn themselves out mentally and physically. And then you'll come home a wreck. I mean, you will have in other words, you've done nothing good for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so there we go. We've got step number one, obviously, is to reduce the stress within our lives any possible way we can. And obviously, get away from those that are creating the stress within our lives. And, you know, let's talk about this for a second, because you've dealt with, I mean, you've worked through 5 separate Olympics. You've worked with a lot of gold medal Olympians. You've worked with, you know, the UCLA track team for many, many years. So exercise itself, I mean, is that not stress?
Yeah, it is stress. I mean, but you know what's really interesting? When you look at an athlete, like a Kobe Bryant or somebody or whoever, a great athlete, when they're playing, they're so intense. But when the game is over, they're totally chilled out. See, this is what people, a good person can do, is when the stress is needed to perform, that goes up. But when it's over, it's over. But there are people, when the stress is on, they can't turn it off. And that's where aging sets in.
You know, it's almost like that book, that famous book on stress physiology from Dr. Sapolsky, you know,
why zebras don't... Robert Sapolsky from Stanford, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and he talks about the zebra where, you know, the zebra is all of a sudden confronted by a lion and, you know, he upregulates all of this stress response to get him out of danger, but then he relaxes and he dissipates that stress. We don't do that very well.
So we fail as a culture and a society to learn how to do that.
Okay, so it's understanding that the traffic jam, the bills, the arguments, everything that's getting to us are basically our lines out there. They're coming to attack.
The biggest problem here is that we are trying to do something mentally about something which we cannot do anything about. We spend a lot of time ruminating about past events, past history, things we cannot change. But what we should really be thinking about are things that we can change.
Right, right.
And that's where I think a lot of people... really lose energy and lose vitality and age because they're into the past and not into what they can be doing.
Okay.
Should be doing.
We're going to be coming up to a break here, so I don't want to waste this next question really on, because I think it's going to be a little more in depth, obviously. And I want to ask you about, in your opinion, what the number one determining factor of longevity is. And I know there's a lot of different factors and there's a lot of different biomarkers, but I want you to think about this going into the break. What if there was one thing that would, in your mind and from your experience, cause us to really experience premature aging? What would that be? Hold on to that thought. We're going to be back in a moment with Transforming Health and our guest today, the incredible Dr. Carlos Ulis from UCLA. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. You have a question or comment about today's show? Please call into the program and talk to Brad and his guest now. 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or you can always send an email to transforminghealth@shaw.ca. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Metabolism is the sum total of all the metabolic processes that take place inside every one of our trillions of cells every second of every day. In a sense, we have two opposing sides to our metabolisms. We have, on one side, we've got something called anabolic metabolism, the body's ability to rebuild and repair and replace cellular structures, but to do it very effectively. And anabolic metabolism is what we experience with abundance in our youth. I mean, think about when you were young and you fell down, you cut yourself, how quickly you healed, and how much that slows down as you get a little older. Catabolic metabolism, on the other hand, is the body's breakdown. It's the destructive phase of our metabolism. And as we age, we tend to break down a little faster than our bodies can repair the damage. When we experience this is what we call premature aging. The latest science dictates that almost every one of us has the ability to reestablish anabolic or youthful metabolism at almost any age. And we just have to really awaken our body's ability to repair itself effectively. A byproduct of an effective anabolic metabolism is cellular renewal, which equates to a leaner, more muscular, energetic, and really an immune-enhanced body. In other words, youthfulness in every sense of the word. Today's guest is not just a leading anti-aging researcher. He has served as a physician at 5 Olympic Games. He's worked with the world's greatest athletes, including Olympic gold medalist Gail Devers, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, and Mike Powell, among others. He is one of the world's foremost sports medicine physicians, and he's on the scientific advisory board of the Life Extension Foundation. So please welcome back to Transforming Health, Dr. Carlos Ulis. Dr. Ulis, I asked you before we went on the break, to come up, if there was one thing, and I know that's very hard for someone that does as much research as you do into aging, but, what would be the number one determining factor behind, why we're prematurely aging, or better yet, how to live as long as possible? If you could come up with one, what would it be?
Well, it's all about caloric restriction. It's all about calories.
Okay.
And not only it's two things. It's calories and body composition. Those are the two main factors. That's it. It's not very simple.
Okay, so tell us about that, because, there's been a lot of research, first of all. When I talk about, if someone was to ask me that question, I would say, well, it's really our loss of muscle, because that really is something we can look at. If we take a discerning look at ourselves in a mirror, we could say, yeah, I'm not as muscular, I don't have as much strength, which follows muscle loss. But that would be my answer, would be we lose too much muscle as we age. So why don't we talk about that first, because obviously you deal with athletes every day. When you deal with athletes, that can become a problem if they're pushing themselves a little too hard. So where do you think muscle tissue, lean body mass, fits into that overall equation?
Well, I think when you lose lean tissue or muscle mass, you are going to hit the critical point and become catabolic. There's a couple of good books about HIV survivors, and studies have been shown, and this is why like Serono and a few other companies got growth hormone approved for HIV, testosterone, anybody who's got HIV can take. Anything that's anabolic anabolic meaning you can synthesize protein, have more muscle mass, you will survive. There's a good body of data to support the fact that it's within the muscle that makes you survive or not survive this horrible disease.
Okay, so it's almost like a dipstick, if you will, that in the car you put the dipstick in, you check it, and the oil's okay. I often liken that to the brain putting this dipstick in our body and saying, how much muscle have you lost? And that becomes a signal to the brain that, hey, maybe we're a little older than we actually should be. Would you agree with that?
I agree. I mean, there's muscle loss. I mean, sarcopenia is leads to frailty, leads to all kinds of other problems. I mean, but it also leads to immune dysfunction. There's a connection here, and you're just heading down this spiral pathway of negative catabolic events.
So, yet the majority of the population, if they were thinking about weight loss, because, first of all, I don't even like those words, weight loss, because
I don't like it either.
Well, there you go. You need to define where's weight coming from when people go on these, ridiculous diets. And, a lot of the studies show that people are losing, on average, just as much muscle as they are fat, but yet people gauge all of their success on this bathroom scale, and then they're happy when they lose weight. But if people are losing muscle, aren't they nothing more than smaller, fatter versions of their former self?
Well, actually, exactly, and they've got the lower metabolic rates as a consequence. After they've lost the weight, they will go back to eating, and they will, whatever regular type food, they will gain fat weight faster, and it'll be more fat than muscle. So actually, it's just you're defeating yourself. It doesn't work.
So in other words, without a proper diet, not dieting, and when
not
you touched
dieting,
on this,
well, eating properly. I think.
There you go. So when you touched on caloric restriction, I want people to understand that caloric restriction is not the same as going on a fad diet. Tell us a little more about caloric restriction and what that really means.
Well, these studies go back to the 20s and 30s, where it has been shown in mice, and now it's really well documented in monkeys with the studies out of the University of Wisconsin and Weindruck. You took monkeys over 20 years, rhesus monkeys, and you can see, if you go online, you see beautiful pictures. They took monkey chow, one got 30% less of a monkey chow than the other monkey. There's huge differences. The one that had ate the at least had nice fur, nice activity, nice looking. The other one was overweight and looked really old. I mean, and biologically was old. So just decreasing this caloric amount, but the question is, what was in the caloric? I mean, they both got the same. My big question to caloric restricting people is, what is it about the calories? Which are the calories that count the most? I think it's going to be the protein.
There you go. There you go. And that brings up a very important point here. It's not just lowering your calories, because that's what all of these ridiculous diets talk about. It's nutrient density. You know, what kind of nutrients are going into the types of foods you're eating? Because, you know, if you're eating the same amount of calories, even if it's calorically restricted amounts, but you're eating, you know, good carbohydrates, lots of fiber, good forms of protein, you know, free-run chicken and free-run chicken eggs and organic forms of meats or grass-fed beef and all of that kind of stuff, and good fats, you know, the omega fats and the monounsaturated fats from the Mediterranean diet, you know, that's going to be a lot different than if you're eating the exact same amount of calories from fast food restaurants.
That's 100% right.
So for these people that are calorically restricting, what do you think is taking place? Like, what are they showing on a cellular level? Why is it that when we reduce the overall amount of calories in our diet, why is that allowing us to live longer and feel better?
I think this pause in this absorption, digestion process, assimilation, whatever, allows more cell repair. And I think that we're allowing our bodies to go and do the work it needs to do naturally, which is to repair DNA, and we need that little break in food intake and not consume all of our energy in this food processing system.
Okay, so in today's day and age, would you not say that, you know, even though we can prove that caloric restriction works, I mean, it works in every single species except for humans, because obviously we don't have experiments that will run long enough, and obviously the test subjects would outlive the scientists that were performing the experiments. But, you know, what can we do? Is there anything? I mean, there's this whole new area called caloric mimetics.
Right.
Can you touch on that?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by the mimetics, but there's been studies that come out of St. Louis and Tulane University, other places, in Louisiana, which they actually did caloric restriction, but it was called caloric restriction optimum nutrition, as you touched upon before.
Right.
You can't be restricted without optimum dense nutrients. And when they did this for 6 months, and they did studies on, like, you know, glucose, blood pressure, insulin, all the critical factors for good health, they all changed within 6 months. So, you know, the human studies, no, we don't have 20-year studies, but we do have at least 12-month studies going to come out.
Right.
So that caloric restriction, even in the short term, can do some good.
Well, and there you go. So it's never, obviously, it's never too late to start. It doesn't matter what age you are. When I was talking about mimetics, I was talking about, you know, the new science of the nutrients that mimic what caloric restriction does.
Oh, correct. Okay, well, there are a lot of research going on people trying to develop the pill, like the resveratrol or...
Right.
Something of that nature. I mean, there's a ton of research in mice to find that factor which turns on certain gene expression which gives you the same effect of caloric restriction.
So what's your take on resveratrol? Because, I mean, you know, 60 Minutes did a full hour on it.
Yeah.
We're hearing about it in all the major magazines. I mean, people are they're drinking more wine because of it. Do you think that is, you know, one of the so-called magic pills out there when it comes to slowing aging?
Well, I think it's more the sirtuin. What it does is there's a gene system called the sirtuin genes, you know, and GlaxoSmithKline bought out Sirtuin Corporation. David Sinclair from Harvard developed this model. They spent $700 million buying out this small company. But it's the system of the sirtuin genes that they were looking at, and they were going to look at drugs which can mimic or look like and act like resveratrol. So they're looking at a whole new family of medicines which could do that. And they're putting almost a $1 billion bet on it.
Wow, if the drug companies are putting that kind of money behind it, you know, but there's natural ways to do that. I mean, you're an MD, you're a physician, you do obviously write prescriptions when you have to, but you also do look into a lot of the natural protocols out there. I mean, would you not recommend taking something natural, like a natural resveratrol, rather than taking a pill that's a derivative of resveratrol?
No, because nature, you can never duplicate nature, because nature is complex molecules. I mean, you're not going to take one I mean, if you look at, let's say, whatever, even the folate family consists of multiple different kinds of folates, like in spinach or whatever.
Right.
If you extract just one portion of that, that's never going to be the whole synergistic effect of that food. So food is number one.
Right, right. And, often what I've said in my lectures is, you can go, as a researcher, you can go into a laboratory and take a blueberry and spend 10 years extracting all of the polyphenols and the wonderful ingredients that are found in a blueberry and come out and say, hey, I found it. Or you can actually just go and eat more blueberries.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But
that's the philosophy today, because in nutritional science, you need to isolate, because you can't study synergy. So you've got to isolate components and say, oh, this does this and that does that. And yet you look at a blueberry and it contains things we haven't even discovered yet, and probably thousands of them. So, we really do need to move back into what you said, into nature. And here's the other thing. This is what I want to talk to you about, and we can start on this, and then we'll come back. Actually, you know what? I'm going to kind of lead into this, and then what we'll do is we'll go to a break so that we can really discuss it, and that is insulin. Talk about caloric restriction. You talk about, all of these studies that have shown it, and even in humans where it really does create the proper or turn the proper genes on that allows us to repair more effectively. But really, when you get right down to it, all these studies, even what you're talking about, the University of Wisconsin with Dr. Weindrick and his team, what they've looked at is it tends to cause insulin to behave more effectively. And that really is a key to slowing down aging. So let's talk about what can we do to allow insulin to do its job more effectively, and why? Why does insulin cause so much premature aging? Because we see this in diabetics all the time. I'm Brad King. You're listening to Transforming Health, and with me today is UCLA Dr. Carlos Ulis. We're going to be back. His book is called Age Right, Turn Back the Clock with a Proven Personalized Anti-Aging Program. We'll be right back.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. Is Transforming Health with host Brad King. You have a question or comment about today's show? Please call into the program and talk to Brad and his guest now. 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or you can always send an email to transforminghealth@shaw.ca. Now, back to the program.
Hey, I hope you're having as much fun as I am today. I'm a huge fan of today's guest. Once people understand the main reason they experience premature aging, they can implement the necessary strategies to start reversing the aging process. I'm biologically speaking, of course. How do we know this? Well, numerous studies indicate that loss of lean body mass followed by a loss of strength become the primary reasons we age prematurely, and this is almost completely within our control. The majority of people today lose anywhere from one-third to even one-half of their lean body mass by about retirement age. And one of the main reasons for this loss is we tend to experience a reduction in both the number and the activity of specialized power plants within these muscle cells. We call these mitochondria. And when we lose these tiny little factories, well, we lose our ability to produce youthful energy, and muscle loss and strength naturally occurs. There was actually a recent Canadian study that suggested that resistance training can reverse aging in the muscle tissue of healthy senior citizens in relatively short periods of time by actually increasing the number and the activity of these energy makers. Joining me today is one of the leading longevity and sports medicine physicians in the world today. Welcome back the author of the groundbreaking book, Age Right, UCLA physician Dr. Carlos Ulis. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, before we went to the break, we were talking about caloric restriction. We spoke a little bit about stress. We spoke about resveratrol. And, you know, I gave a little teaser that I wanted to talk to you about, in my opinion, really one of the top biomarkers of aging itself, and that's where we get these uncontrolled insulin levels. And I really do believe that that's one of the major reasons why caloric restriction actually helps so many, you know, all animals, all species, including human beings, because it does help control the way insulin behaves. Why does insulin cause us to prematurely age in the first place?
Well, I think you're really right on your concept, because if you look at all these species like nematodes and mice or whatever, where you knock out actually the insulin IGF-1 signaling pathway, they live longer. So insulin is such a key molecule. And what we're really, I think, heading towards is this issue of called insulin resistance.
Right.
And insulin resistance is kind of like premature aging. And when you get the belly fat going on, you've got insulin resistance. And insulin resistance leads to metabolic syndrome, and that leads to a whole host of aging and early death. I mean, that's just very simple. You know, get a big belly with a lot of visceral fat, and you've got like 10 different problems going on metabolically.
Now, you wrote a book on testosterone therapy called Super T, and
right.
I've written a book called Beer Belly Blues we were talking about off the air. Here's something interesting, because we're talking about insulin resistance. We're talking about pre-diabetes leading into full-blown diabetes. We're talking about the belly. Let's talk about the testosterone connection to all that, because, you know, when I was writing Beer Belly Blues, in the research, it showed that men who have low testosterone levels, on average, are 65% more likely to suffer from diabetes. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, the question is, which came first?
Yeah.
Was it the low testosterone, or was it the beer belly and the metabolic syndrome and all the other problems, the diabetes? Which came first? Well, they're both related, because it's interesting. I just saw a gentleman the other day. He has a very small prostate. Now, I go, when were you diagnosed to be low in testosterone? Oh, 3-4 years ago. I said, no, you probably had low testosterone probably for at least 10 years, because for a 50-year-old man, you should have a bigger prostate. That tells me prostate size is related to testosterone and dihydrotestosterone. He was like a, you know, so in other words, he's been hypogonadal for many years, and he's now got, you know, diabetes and metabolic syndrome.
So,
however, if you treat some of these diabetics with testosterone, you get increased insulin sensitivity, which means insulin works better.
Right, right. So a lot of men that are walking around with bigger bellies, which is a definite, you know, signal that they're losing their testosterone levels. You know, tell us about a few of the other symptoms that men should look for in order to, you know, before they go to see a doctor. What should a man be looking for in order to know if he's perhaps losing his testosterone?
Well, you know, one of the easiest things to do is palpate your testicles. If your testicles are shrinking, you're probably losing. I mean, this is what happens when people who are on testosterone injections and therapy.
Right.
For some time, their testicles get small. And if your testicles over time are getting smaller and smaller, and your PSA is like, you know, if you measure PSA, it's like 0.7, 0.8, and never goes over 1.
Right.
I think you've got right there some clues of a low testosterone. Plus, there's other things, you know, subjective symptoms like you're fatigued and you're tired, no low libido, low sex drive, and so on and so forth. Or your hair. Was, you know, you're shaving all the time, and all of a sudden you don't have to shave as much. I mean,
right.
You're getting hypogonadal.
Do you think it's right for men who have had, let's say, a history in their family of prostate cancer? Because this is a very big issue when you talk about testosterone. And, you know, the research is showing, from what I've seen, very otherwise. But, you know, what's your take on that? If men have had, let's say, my father had prostate cancer, for instance, and, you know, we've had a lot of prostate issues in the family, would you say that is, you know, I should be a little more concerned about testosterone replacement therapy when I get of that age?
Well, it's, you know, the whole world of testosterone and prostate has come turned around completely 180 degrees around. It's completely flipped around. I was at a meeting, the North American Sexual Society meeting, which is mostly urologists.
Right.
And what they were talking about, using testosterone after radical prostatectomy, it used to be, no, you would never, ever do that, you know. But if somebody's low in testosterone and they've got no PSA that's found, people are using more and more testosterone.
Right, right.
And testosterone actually helps decrease some of these, we call lower urinary tract symptoms, like, you know, peeing too much or whatever. So it's actually not the devil people thought it was. And
okay.
Urologists, the leading urologists today, like Abe Morgenthaler, who has written a really good book on testosterone forever from Harvard and stuff. I mean, we're the whole take on testosterone is being reversed.
Right. Well, I mean, look at all of the men that are being treated for prostate cancer, because, you know, going back quite a few years ago, going back 30 or 40 years ago, I mean, literally they used to castrate men, let's face it.
Yeah.
They'd remove the testicles because they believed that testosterone was like throwing gasoline onto a fire. Now we medically castrate men.
We
do that with drugs like Lupron, where we shut the testosterone production off. Actually, we burn testosterone out, which is exactly what it's doing. And the research, and this is very interesting, because the research is showing that when men go on those drugs that stop the testosterone production and actually increase the estrogens in the body, a lot of men show a very big surge in their testosterone for about 7 days. That's that testosterone surge. But, very, very rarely, I think almost never, has it been shown that a man has had an increased PSA when he's gone on those drugs during the time when he's experienced the very high levels of testosterone. It's only after the testosterone is shut off and the estrogen starts to increase that men start to notice more problems with the cancer. So what about the estrogens?
Well, I think you've really hit on two very important points. I think the estrogen has to be everybody's calling the devil the dihydrotestosterone.
Right.
5-alpha reductase drugs are. I just had a big talk with Irvin Goldstein, who's probably one of he's the editor of the Journal of Sexual Medicine, so he knows this stuff really well. We talked about the fact that when you use 5-alpha reductase inhibitors like finasteride, the Avodart, whatever, you're shutting down 9 neurosteroids in the body that are necessary for good human brain function, et cetera.
Okay.
These are not those good of drugs. I mean, there's other. I mean, it's just like they're overused, and I think that dihydrotestosterone may not be the devil. Estrogen, like you said, may be the real devil in this picture.
Right. Okay, so that brings up another important point. What about all of these millions and millions of prescriptions for statins like Crestor and Lipitor, because people don't realize for the most part that testosterone and estrogen are actually manufactured from cholesterol. What happens when you block the substance that makes these sex hormones?
Well, that's right. I mean, you're going to have, that's why sometimes if somebody has a really low cholesterol, you may have to give them pregnenolone, but there's some other studies to suggest that statins lower testosterone levels. I mean, they do. I mean, there's new data published now.
Okay. And why would a woman
Why
would a woman need to, be concerned about testosterone? Because let's face it, a lot of women are just thinking, oh, yeah, I produce estrogen. Oh, yeah, I produce progesterone. And some of them are hearing now, oh, yeah, there's this new hormone called oxytocin, as if it just started, becoming developed. But why is testosterone important for a woman?
Well, it's interesting. If you look at what we call menopause in women, that's when you lose estrogen, and that's around 50 to 55.
Right.
So women go through kind of like a low testosterone syndrome around 35. I mean, their ovaries just don't produce that much testosterone around in the mid-30s. And I see a lot of women in their 35 to 45 years old, and their libido's shot to hell. And if they're not, I'm going to have kids, I put them on DHA, which is a good hormone to make testosterone. I might give them some testosterone, and they do feel better. And there's one company called Biosante making a thing called LibiGel,
mm-hmm.
which is a female testosterone gel. Is that LibiGel, the biggest concern right now is, does testosterone cause breast cancer in women? And right now, at this point, it doesn't look like it.
Okay.
It might be the opposite.
Now, what about libido? I mean, there's a lot of studies that show that when women go through menopause, as you mentioned, they lose a lot of their testosterone. They lose all their progesterone. They lose a bit of their estrogen, not all of their estrogen. And all of a sudden, women lose their sex drive.
Oh, yeah.
But what about when they're given testosterone replacement therapy in a clinical setting? What happens to the men?
Well, I mean, if they're in a good situation, there's not really, problems with the relationship. Testosterone for many women is like makes them feel like they're a college student, feeling really hot and sexy.
So
but,
it's a man's best friend for a woman as well.
A little bit of estrogen too.
Okay. So you're a big proponent of hormone replacement therapy.
Well, I'm a proponent of giving the right hormones to the right people.
Okay. What about bioidentical as opposed to so-called synthetics?
Well, the bioidentical are hormones that actually still, they're still made in the laboratory, but the molecule is the same with your molecule your body makes, so there's no difference in terms of molecular structures.
So that as a physician, that's what you would recommend over a lot of these synthetics that have shown...
I mean, the Proveras or the Premarins, the horse urine, estrogen, which has like 25 different kinds of estrogens in it, and we don't even know how they work. I mean, that's like weird stuff.
Yeah, but it's good estrogen for a horse.
Well, yeah, but it's not humans. We want to give the same molecules that humans make to
right.
make normal human physiology.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. It's I had a very good friend of mine who was going through menopause, and I found out that she was on all of these synthetic estrogens and Provera, and so I said to her, I said, go to your doctor and talk to him about bioidentical hormones. And she went to the doctor, and he said, absolutely not. There's absolutely no research behind it. Scared the heck out of her, and this lady went on to develop heart problems afterwards. So this is a very big problem with these types of estrogens that women are going on.
That's right.
So,
I mean, if you're on these foreign, it's very simple. These are foreign molecules.
Right.
So why are you putting foreign molecules into the body?
Well, it makes sense, but if your doctor is telling you that, a lot of people, take their doctor's words as if, it's law, it's God.
Well, they're not. In the internet age, doctors are no longer gods. I mean, it's really changing.
Yeah, well, I hope it is. And physicians such as yourself that are coming forward and talking about, natural therapies, and even though you're still prescribing some medicines when they're necessary, you still are looking for, natural ways in which to help people. And I really commend you for that, because trust me, I get a lot of emails daily from people that say, Brad, please, can you show me, one doctor that believes in, more natural therapies. I'm Brad King. You're listening to Transforming Health. We are talking to UCLA physician Dr. Carlos Ulis. We're going to be back in a couple of moments, and I want to talk to you about anti-aging supplements when we get back.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. Is Transforming Health with host Brad King. You have a question or comment about today's show? Please call into the program and talk to Brad and his guest now. 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or you can always send an email to transforminghealth@shaw.ca. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to Transforming Health. Lean body mass, especially muscle tissue, to a very large extent controls the overall metabolic rate of the body. And research that was presented in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, this was in 1997, actually showed that muscle mass is the number one determining factor in longevity. In other words, how long are we going to live, and more importantly, how well are we going to be able to experience our lives while we're still here on the planet. Other studies prove that maintaining and enhancing muscle mass leads to increased energy, lower body fat levels, better mood, stronger connective tissue, better immunity. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And researchers have actually also shown us that a loss of muscle mass is correlated to a loss of brain and nervous system function as we age. Today's guest, his anti-aging regimens have been featured on the Today Show, Hard Copy, Dateline, NBC, just to name a few. He's one of the world's foremost longevity and sports medicine physicians, and he's also on the scientific advisory board of the famous Life Extension Foundation. So once again, help me welcome Dr. Carlos Ulis. Dr. Ulis, you know, we're quickly coming to the end of the show, and this is what always happens when I have a guest that I enjoy as much as you. I want to talk about, you know, things that people can take away. I mean, you know, I think they understand stress is a major factor, so they've got to relax, they've got to do things, perhaps take things to help them reduce the stress hormones in the body. You know, we've spoken about muscle mass and strength, so people do need to engage in weight-bearing activity to do things to reactivate their muscle tissue and regrow muscle tissue. Let's talk about supplements. You know, what are some of your favorite supplements that have the most science behind them that can actually help reverse the clock, so to speak?
Well, on top of the list is probably going to be whey protein. I would also include their omega-3 fish oil series and make sure that's really good fish oil.
Okay.
Multivitamin, natural folate, nature folate in it, CoQ10 for L-carnitine, acetyl L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid. Those would be like something for mitochondrial function and protection, because mitochondria have naked DNA, so that's got to be protected.
Okay. So anything that's going to regenerate the body's ability to produce energy.
Well, carnosine, I mean, these are all ATP-related phenomena, so I think all these things in carnitine, acetyl-carnitine, and that is really important in the ATP production system.
Okay, unfortunately, I mean, it's widely available everywhere else. In Canada, it's very hard to get, actually, it's illegal to get acetyl L-carnitine, to get L-carnitine, to actually even get DHEA. So, you know, you can get things like R-plus lipoic acid, which you mentioned is very, very important. Carnosine, which is found in Ultimate Longevity with carnosine. You know, tell us a little bit about the carnosine, because we've been hearing a lot about how this, you know, natural protein structure within the body called carnosine can actually be one of the most important aids in helping to reverse aging. Why is that?
Well, you know, age breaker. Gee, there's several things. It's the word age, I mean, making it live longer, but age also stands for advanced glycosylated end products.
Okay.
Which is like a linkage of a protein with a sugar, which is really nasty. You get them formed inside the body by various chemical reactions, but also people even eat age foods, which are like burnt fats and proteins.
Like barbecuing.
You know, barbecuing, caramelizing things, you know, sure. Putting sugar and protein together, horrible, and then cooking it.
So what about processed foods? I mean, a lot of processed foods would already contain aged substances, would they not?
That's true.
So wouldn't that exacerbate a condition? I mean, a lot of these are very dangerous for diabetics.
That's right.
So in other words, limit the types of processed foods. I mean, that's a no-brainer, yet, you know, how many people actually do that? Would you recommend that people go out and look for a carnosine supplement?
Well, I think so. If they're not, you know, it's a very good supplement. I think people should have it in their daily system.
Okay. And if you can get your hands on carnitine, or specifically, I mean, I take it in the form of acetyl L-carnitine, but once again, you know, it's just not sold, unfortunately, in the majority of the health food stores. And multivitamins. I mean, you know, let's talk about a very high-quality multivitamin, multi-mineral formula. What's your take on that?
Well, I think there's all kinds of multivitamins out there, but you've got to look at really the good. I mean, there's some are going to be better than others, and you have to sort of compare. You know, you have a little bit more to get a little bit better vitamins in some cases. But you got to really sit there and analyze and see, you know, what kind of, like, vitamin E it has, or is it natural vitamin E, or is
right.
It, which kind of tocopherols, and how much of, you know, is it just folic acid, which is really, like, the synthetic folic acid, or is it, like, natural folate and things like that?
Okay, and you bring up
a good
point. Make
sure it doesn't have iron in it, because iron is not what we want at this point.
Sure. And the B vitamins like folate, I mean, a lot of the B vitamins, okay. if you're to go and purchase a B vitamin from a physician or a naturopathic physician, it's going to be an activated form of a B vitamin. That's exactly why we put that in our ultimate multi. We put the, you know, enzymatically converted forms because they're so important. Dr. Ulis, I've had an absolute ball talking to you today. I mean, I hope the listeners have really gotten a lot out of this. I want to really thank you, and I'd love to welcome you back at another time to be my guest. But Dr. Carlos Ulis, MD from UCLA, the book is called Age Right, Turn Back the Clock, with a proven personalized anti-aging program. Dr. Ulis, once again, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you. If anybody has any questions, you can go to my website. It's Dr. Then Carlos, KarlisUlis.com. Dr.
Carlos Ulis.
With a DR. And look at my website. If you've got any questions, shoot me an email.
Perfect. Dr. Ulis, keep in touch with me, please. Take care
Thank
of yourself.
So
next week, have you ever wanted to find out the one secret to a successful, fulfilling life? Of course you have. New York Times best-selling author and internationally recognized expert in the area of destiny achievement, Peggy McCall will be here to discuss her newest book, The One Thing, The One Secret to a Totally Fulfilling Life. It's time you learned how to awaken your innate ability to create and enjoy the secret recipe for fulfillment. Peggy will show you how to discover and realize your own dreams. You cannot miss this show. I guarantee you it will change your life. I'm Brad King. This has been Transforming Health, and we will see you next Wednesday. Take care.